Okay, episode one. So I came to LA years ago. Years, years, years ago. So many years ago. I'm not going to say that because then you might be able to figure me out. I came to LA years ago and I had this wonderful dream, as so many people do, of becoming a movie star and becoming famous and people knowing my name and being on television and doing all of that. And then I was into it and enjoyed it and was hustling, and then there was a strike and things went poosh. And as kind of picking up the pieces from the strike and all of that, I had an agent. I was doing things, and then one day, as I was about to go to one of the things my agent was about to send me to, I stood there. I was on Wilshire Boulevard, Santa Monica. And I was like ripping and running. I mean, like energy, go, go. That sort of energy where you could do anything. I'm gonna do it. And I was just tired. And I was like, this is too much. Like, is it really worth it for all of this? Seriously, because I'm starving. Rightly enough, I was on a show called Starving. Which is fortuitous in a way. It was literally telling me where I was, that I was starving. And I was like, man, I like to eat and I can't keep on starving because I like to eat. I'm not starving for this. And I really had my come to Jesus moment right there on Wilshire. And I was like, it's not worth it. And if I'm really that good at this, and if I really want this, then I'll come back to it. See, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my God, I'm gonna die if I don't do this. No, I'm not. I'll be okay because I like to eat. Once again, I like to eat. I'm not starving for this. I'm not. And that sort of attitude has really helped me, though I have starved for other things, which didn't make any sense, but that's a different story for a different day. But I really had my come to Jesus moment because it's not hard. Like, I don't care what people say, you cannot be your most creative when you are starving. Period. Period. Because there's this energy, and it wasn't until after I got out of entertainment that I actually understood that sort of energy that people give off. It's this sort of starving energy and it's hungry. I don't want to be hungry. I want to be full and fed and happy and with a full belly. I want to be able to go to Whole Food Market and not have to use a food stamp card. Nothing wrong with using a food stamp card if you need it. I have been there. I have used it. I got off of it, period. But like, I want to be able to afford my life and live it well and not have to hustle. That whole I'm grinding, I'm hustling, whatever, I'm not. I am going to find a good job. I am going to be a person that can afford my lifestyle and that can be happy and not have a roommate if I don't want to, and be able to shop and eat wherever I want, and I don't have to be famous to do it. I can just be a regular person living a regular life, happy as can be, full and not starving. A personality like me does not need to starve. It is not a good look at all. So I had my come to Jesus moment on Wilshire in Santa Monica, and I realized it wasn't worth it. There are things that I think, with all seriousness, like if you truly, truly want something, and if this is something that you truly want, and it calls to you and it speaks to you, then go after it. I wouldn't necessarily say that you have to starve for it, and this is now hindsight, many years later, looking at it, because I remember once someone said there are a million ways to get out of debt, to get out, to do things. All you have to do is find one. So you can be just as creative, just as full and not starving, going after your dreams as you can be starving and going after your dreams. It's all about perspective. So that's what I've learned. That's my quirky bit of wisdom and wit for today. Until next time.